Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with jazz pianist Florian Heffner on the 2022 CD Desert Bloom. This hopeful new album is full of striking compositions and inspired arrangements. He has taken advantage of the opportunity to deepen and strengthen his compositional craft. This German-born, New York-trained Canadian pianist and composer always gives his music a strong shape and storyline. We cover this new material, COVID life, hopes for the future, and so much more. Enjoy.
Wonderful. Hey, it's great to catch up with you again. I know the time before we were kind of in that unknown realm of the pandemic raging, so it's
That's good.
To see that life is in a different place now.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm glad we get to do this again in a different circumstance.
Yeah. I've been hoping to circle back around for a lot of folks because that was quite a time. So it's great to see things picking up. And
yeah.
I guess that's my question for you before we get in to your trio album, Desert Bloom. Mm-hmm. You know, over this time of self-reflection, you know, what did you learn about yourself that maybe you didn't realize before that's going to make you stronger as you promote this new album and get out and do live music?
I learned that I'm able to keep going with a goal that's far, far, far away, like even if it's in uncertain when it's going to be happen. Somehow I was able to still look forward to things, even though they got postponed and postponed and postponed again. I just knew at some point we'd come out at the other end of this, and that's what kept me going.
So let's talk about the brand new album, and I want to know, you know, again, you know, you get to promote this live. There's things that are so different. So what's your overall feeling about this release?
I'm very happy with it. I'm very proud of it. I tried a lot of new stuff. I went back to writing a lot of original music. My previous album was lots of arrangements, and I really took some artistic risks. I tried to combine jazz with some composition techniques that are not usually used as much. I studied a lot of post-minimalist composers, and I tried to use some of their devices in my music. I used the instruments in the trio in different ways, in different roles. Some things worked out great, others didn't. We recorded one piece that didn't make it on the album because that idea just didn't pan out so well, but others did, and so I'm really glad I took the risk and I put all of this together. In the end, I'm very, very happy with the result.
So talk to me about how you put the songs together. What was kind of the methodology for what you picked and what actually landed on the album?
Well, we went into the studio with 10 songs, which I knew was a little bit extra, not a lot extra, but you know, we could have let go of one or two, and you know, initially my hope was that all would make it on the album, but there was this one song. We changed the concept during the recording. We tried some things. We noticed that it doesn't work so well, and then in the end, I decided, no, that's just not going to make the cut. But everything else worked out really well, and there was never any hesitation about putting anything on it. Like all of those 9 tracks turned out just the way I was hoping they would.
So Desert Bloom is a term for, you know, an extraordinary event in nature. Can you explain that and why you picked that title?
Yes, absolutely. So I think I saw this. I watched a documentary on the influence of water, like all over the planet in all kinds of different circumstances. And one thing that came up were these super dry deserts where there's only enough rain for plants to grow really every so often, every few years. When that happens, within days, the desert turns into a flower garden because there are all these seeds underground, staying dormant, just waiting until the conditions are right, until enough water is there, and then they use their chance and immediately come out. That's kind of what we've been doing as musicians, right? We had to stay dormant but still be ready for that moment when things would open up, and we had no idea when this would come, right? So, you know, I was writing music, I was recording music, I was ready to be out with a new album, and I think a lot of people were that way, as you can see with the flood of new records that are coming out right now. And so I thought this was a nice image for what it felt for me personally, and I think for a lot of the industry throughout these years.
Yeah, it's a beautiful picture on the cover. What a great story and a great metaphor, for sure, because we all are just reaching for any droplet of water that we can get right now, for sure.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So the one thing that I've noticed with your itinerary is you're busy. You're getting out there. You're hitting the show circuit. Have you had any shows recently that you can talk about as far as like what the reception's been from the audience?
Yeah, I actually just came back from Toronto where I did a stint of 4 shows at the Rex in Toronto. It's really nice that you can still get like a multi-nighter. You know, we played 4 nights in a row, same club, without traveling. That was really nice. And we got to play the whole new program from the CD, and we've had a really good reception. People were really attentive. We got lots of positive feedback. I think they really like the new repertoire. You know, they like those new colors. They also like the ensemble because we've played so much together that it's really a working ensemble, right? It's not just people that get together for the show. We've done so many tours and gigs together, and it's usually the same personnel. So we know each other really well, and I think that comes across for the audience.
And I think that's the one thing, because we've been away from this for so long, does the crowd feel different, more in tune, just a different feel to it?
I think so. I've commented on this before, that both for the performers and the audience, we don't take it for granted anymore that we get to do this. So I notice whenever we play that people are just a little bit more enthusiastic, maybe a little bit more grateful. And I also notice as a performer, we're just a little bit more excited on stage, a little bit more energetic. For that reason, we've just missed it so much, and they're so happy to be back at it.
Yeah, and I know as somebody here in Kansas City with music starting back up, it's just wonderful to, I'm taking every ounce of it that I can possibly take in right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, I tended to do that before this, but there's just kind of, you know, there's a different feeling to it. I remember the last show before all of this went down in March of 2022, Dexter Gordon's wife, Maxine, came to town and had a book reading and signing and all of that. And I debated that day on whether I was going to go. And I went, and I kept thinking, this may be it. Like, I didn't know how long this was going to last. But anyways, I remember she signed the book, and I walked out, and I was like, March 12, 2020. How am I, what's going to possibly make me remember this? And that is the most important autograph I've ever gotten in my entire life.
That's right. Yes.
You know? So
yeah.
It's one of those moments where I, before this happened, I thought I better do this. And I really feel like that's the case still. So, you know, I think people are going to be really thirsty for this for a long, long time, and hopefully it sticks.
I think so too. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's get to the good business of the best place to pick up this album if people want to buy it or stream it, and how they can find out about your live shows coming up.
Yeah, the best spot is my website. I think it's usually, if you go to the artist's website, that's the most direct way to get an album. The artists benefit the most from that. You also find my tour dates on there, of course. And then the album is also available everywhere else for streaming on all the streaming services, all the online retailers, record stores, as long as they still exist. You can get it anywhere, pretty much, short of Bandcamp. It's not on Bandcamp, but that's the only exception.
Florian, it was great to catch up with you in better times. Hopefully we can do it again. Good luck with the album and hitting the road. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in New York, Kansas City, Canada, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Florian for his time, music, and class. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for all things Joe Domino, go to JoeDomino.com. And there you can contribute through Patreon or PayPal. It's always appreciated. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.